Atoms demonstrate a precise capacity to bind with other atoms. This capacity is called valence. It corresponds to the number of hydrogen atoms that can combine with an atom of the element. Even following new understandings of chemical bonds, chemists decided to give each atom present in any chemical species, molecules, simple ions, and polyatomic ions, an oxidation number, ON. It is a conventional number, positive or negative, which corresponds to the number of electrons that the atom uses to form bonds with other atoms. It can take a positive or negative sign depending on whether the electronegativity of the atom of an element is respectively less than or greater than that of the atom of the element to which it is bound. To determine the oxidation number of all the atoms of a given chemical species, it is important to remember a number of practical rules. 1. Atoms of pure elements have ON equal to 0. 2. Oxygen atoms, except in OF2 and peroxides, have ON equal to minus 2. 3. Hydrogen atoms, except in metal hydrides, have ON equal to plus 1. 4. Monatomic ions have oxidation numbers that coincide with their net charge. 5. The algebraic sum of the oxidation numbers of all the atoms present in the formula of a substance must be equal to 0, while in polyatomic ions it must coincide with the charge of the ion. All compounds are grouped into specific classes, each with characteristic properties. The IUPAC nomenclature establishes international rules to identify, in an unequivocal manner, the name of each compound in each class. Other rules are still in use, such as the traditional nomenclature that is closely related to the chemical properties of the classes of compounds. The classes of compounds are as follows. Oxides are binary compounds and can be obtained by reacting elements directly with oxygen. Metal oxides, basic oxides, have chemical properties different from those of the non-metal oxides, acidic oxides, or anhydrides. Hydrides are binary compounds in which an element is combined with hydrogen. They are classified as ionic or saline hydrides, e.g. NaH, and covalent hydrides, e.g. pH3. Hydracids are binary compounds that consist of hydrogen and some nonmetals, and that exhibit acidic properties in water. Hydroxides are ternary compounds formed by hydrogen, oxygen, and a metal. They can be obtained from the reaction of basic oxides and water. The formulas for hydroxides are distinguished by the fact that the symbol of the metal precedes the OH group, which is present in the formula with an index numerically equal to the ON of the metal. The hydroxides of alkaline metals and alkaline earths exhibit basic character in water. Oxoacids are ternary compounds composed of hydrogen, oxygen, and a non-metal. They can be obtained by reacting acidic oxides, or anhydrides, with water. The formulas for oxoacids are distinguished by the fact that the symbol of the non-metal is located between those of hydrogen and oxygen. The indices of the formula are obtained by considering that the sum of the ONs of the atoms of the non-metal and of hydrogen, all positive, must be equal and opposite to the negative value of the oxygen atoms. The salts are ternary compounds when derived from oxoacids and binary compounds when derived from hydracids. The formulas of the salts are derived from the formula of an acid in which the symbol of a metal takes the place of the symbol for hydrogen. The indices of the formula are obtained knowing that the algebraic sum of the ONs of all the atoms in the formula must be zero. The neutralization reaction is the reaction between an hydroxide and an acid. The products are salt and water. The reactions that take place between the various classes of compounds examined in this chapter can be divided into groups. The first fundamental distinction is as follows: synthesis reactions and analysis reactions, or decomposition reaction. In synthesis reactions, two or more substances react to form a single product. For example, CO2 plus CaO gives CaCO3. Conversely, in analysis reactions, two or more products are obtained from a single substance. For example, 2NaClO3 gives 2NaCl plus 3O2. Other types of reactions. In exchange reactions, an element replaces another element in a compound. For example, Mg plus H2SO4 gives MgSO4 plus H2. In double exchange reactions, an element replaces another in a compound whilst, at the same time, the latter takes the place of the first element. For example, AgNO3Aq plus LiClAq gives AgCLS plus LiNO3Aq.